It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You're at a party. Lots of people you know there. You've been there a while. It's not perfect, but it's fun. Then you hear about another party that might be really great. Or not. Do you go? The first party is Facebook. The second is Google+, which just became available for everyone. Interesting timing to be promoting a Facebook alternative. Facebook kicks off its F8 Developers Conference today. It's expected to introduce some big changes to the site. Joe Wilcox from Beta News says Google's offering some interesting party favors and activities, like Hangouts.
Hangout is basically a video chat service where you can have multiple people online at once talking with each other, so up to 10 people. Facebook also has a chat service, but it's one-on-one. So Google allows you to have 10, and now Google will allow you to actually do an over-the-air broadcast. You can have your 10 people, and then other people can watch in as well.
Facebook has 750 million users. Google Plus, 20 million. But it might be an easier place to move around.
You can control who can participate in your own little private party at Facebook, where essentially everyone that you accept as a friend is your friend. At Google Plus, you control who you want to hang out with, who you want to party with. That's a huge differentiating feature.
So now that we're all invited, who's going to go to this party? Michigan State University professor Nicole Ellison says it's still unclear whether you're going to know a lot of the guests.
People who might prefer Google Plus are people who want more public interactions with a larger audience, who are maybe looking to do things that they can't do on Twitter because of the character limits, for instance. It could also be very attractive to people who are dissatisfied with their current social media site.
But is it going to be, I mean, if people are persuaded to switch over and say, you know, all these Facebook changes, all these crazy things you're doing, I'm going to go over to Google Plus. Is there enough there? And is it different enough? And is it attractive enough that they'll stay there and not just wander back to Facebook?
I think one of the key things is going to be who are the people in that user's network. So if none of their friends and family and the people that they connect with on Facebook are already there, it's going to feel like a very empty space. And there's a lot of transaction costs associated with recreating your network in a new space. It's very time consuming. That, again, could be a barrier for some people.
So it seems like kind of a catch-22, like nobody's going to go there if nobody's there, but nobody's going to be there if nobody goes there in the first place.
Sure. And that's one of the problems with some of these sites is there's really very strong network effects, meaning that the more people that are there, the more valuable it is to you. And I think that's one of the real strengths of Facebook in this space is that they're already established with, you know, literally millions of people.
Nicole Ellison from Michigan State University.
Everybody hurts.
REM broke up yesterday. I knew about it within seconds of the announcement. Tweets, updates on Facebook and Google+. I checked major news sites and they didn't have the story. Social media is faster at spreading news than traditional news outlets. But aside from the raw REM broke up fact, most everything else I read was opinion. I love the band. They used to be cool. I thought they were just okay. Very little about why they broke up or who REM was. Although lightning fast with headlines, social media isn't reliably in-depth journalism yet. But as a personal opinion distribution system, it's top-notch. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.